Hi, this is Allie Sweeney, and today is the day of the winter solstice. So that is what we are going to be meditating about today is honoring the light within ourselves as the light returns to the world. So when you're ready, when you're seated, when you've got a comfortable spot, close your eyes. Find your breath. I want you to start today by creating an energetic image in your mind called a grounding cord. And to do that, I just want you to notice the base of your spine, right at your tailbone. And I want you to imagine that there's a colored beam of light that connects to your tailbone. And then it grows and extends through whatever you're sitting on, through whatever's under that, to the layers of the earth. Let it keep growing and extending till it gets all the way to the center of the earth and let it connect there. So you have this colored beam of light. It's called a grounding cord. It's connected from your tailbone to the center of the earth. And its purpose is an invitation to release anything you might be carrying that you no longer need. Worry, stress, frustration, fear, anger. You don't have to know what it is. You can just intend that whatever isn't serving your highest good in this moment can go right down that grounding cord. If you know what it is, name it and then feel that invitation to let it go. I want you to write today's date on that grounding cord. Today is the winter solstice, December 21st, 2022. Can write it however you like. Its purpose is to bring us into present time, into this very moment of today, when we honor the light returning to our world and honoring the light within ourselves. So, what I'd like you to notice about your experience first is, are you alive? Are you alive? Yes. You are. Notice, where do you feel alive? Find your breath. Take three intentional breaths. Where can you feel in your body that you are alive? Maybe start with your hands or your fingertips. Can you feel the light inside your fingertips? To me, it feels like this little tingle, this idea that I am alive, all of these cells are alive. Can you feel it in your feet? Maybe that aliveness, that feeling that you really are alive can spread from your hands to your feet, maybe into your arms, into your legs. Just notice what that feels like. Am I alive? Where am I alive? Let it permeate your torso, your heart, your head, your whole body. You could let yourself imagine it as light filling you, coming from within inside you. You could feel it radiating out from you, filling the space around you. And take a moment to honor this aliveness, this feeling, this tingle. Honor this light within you. We all have feminine and masculine energies in our bodies, regardless of how we identify as a gender. We still have masculine and feminine energies. It's the flow that we experience or the form that we experience. And the way I experience a divine feminine energy is it flows within me, from inside me. And you could just welcome that energy. It's what's opening up in the universe these days, is a balance between the feminine and the masculine in the flow and form in our lives. And historically, that feminine flow of energy within us may have been limited. So you could just imagine that this energy can fill your heart. And you can imagine it either way, coming from within you or flowing from the universe to you. And again, just consider a sense of gratitude for the abundance of light within you. Notice the light to the left of you, the light to the right of you, the light before you, the light behind you, the light above you, the light below you. The light within you. You can access this light inside you whenever you choose. It doesn't have to be the solstice. There's just lots of energy around that makes it a little easier to feel around these days, but you can do it whenever you like. And if you're having trouble connecting to that aliveness within you, to that light within you, when there's more darkness, maybe consider asking the question, show me what I'm meant to learn from this. See if you're ready to release it and make space for new growth. Show me what I'm meant to learn from this. I love the poem by Amanda Gorman where she says, "For there is always light. If only we are brave enough to see it. If only we are brave enough to be it." Notice what it feels like to touch into this light in your body, to feel that aliveness. It feels really good. You can set an intention to stop in the stillness, to be this light in your world, for our world. Take another breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I'm grateful for you, your meditation practice, and the light you bring to this world. Have a great day.